New York City already has more daily newspapers than any city in the country. Today it gets another one as the New York Sun debuts. The new broadsheet promises to focus on New York City affairs and have an outspokenly conservative editorial page. John Kalish reports.
Good afternoon, the New York Sun.
In a modest office in Lower Manhattan, just a block away from where the old New York Sun was published until 1950, an editorial staff of 20 is engaged in what, by all accounts, is a Herculean task, starting a successful newspaper in New York, where two of the four dailies are losing money.
The idea that there are skeptics of an enterprise like this does not make me inclined to abandon it. My life experience teaches me that sometimes the skeptics and the experts are wrong.
That's the editor of The Sun, 55-year-old Seth Lipsky. He helped found the successful Asian edition of The Wall Street Journal, another venture that people didn't think would make it. He also started the English edition of The Forward, the venerable Jewish newspaper. Lipsky ran The Forward for 10 years, winning praise for the weekly newspaper's hard-hitting coverage of the Crown Heights riots, Holocaust claims litigation, and the Nation of Islam. Lipsky was nominated for a Pulitzer in 1991 for his editorials in The Forward. Newspaper analyst Porter Bibb.
He's a great teacher and mentor to younger journalists. He has hundreds of writers and reporters, both in print and electronic media throughout New York, who've come up through the ranks thanks to Seth Lipsky. He'll not only get inexpensive young journalists, but I think he'll attract some fairly prominent names who are looking for an outlet.
The New York Sun's managing editor is 29-year-old Ira Stoll, who was The Forward's managing editor under Lipsky. He says The Sun's niche will be to concentrate on news about the city, even though it'll have a fraction of the manpower of New York's other broadsheet.
The New York Times has really moved in the last 10 years to be more of a national newspaper. You can go days on the front page of the New York Times without seeing a New York City story. So we think there's an opening for a high-quality broadsheet that makes New York the priority of its coverage.
The New York Sun's contributors will include former Reagan speechwriter Peggy Noonan and R. Emmett Terrell Jr. of the American Spectator. And Stoll says the paper will run front-page editorials that will definitely be right of center.
Our goal is to have an outspoken editorial page that will be for lower taxes, less regulation, equality under the law, constitutional government, honest government. A lot of those ideas are sometimes described as conservative, but not all conservatives agree on all of them, and there are plenty of liberals who agree about them too.
New York already has a daily newspaper with conservative editorials, Rupert Murdoch's New York Post. But The Sun is expected to appeal to a more elite and intellectual readership. The new paper is backed by one-time hedge fund manager Michael Steinhardt and British newspaper magnate Conrad Black, among others. Newspaper analyst Porter Bibb says the paper will likely survive, only because its backers, who've invested $20 million, have a message they want to get out.
It's going to lose a lot of money. Probably it's going to lose as much as the initial investment every year for as long as it can stay in business. The backers represent hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, the backers of The Sun. And as long as Seth is putting out a product that they're happy with, I think they'll continue to underwrite him.
With an initial press run of 60,000, the new daily may have a hard time attracting advertisers. The number of New York City's newsstands has shrunk considerably in recent years, but many have made room for this morning's first edition of The New York Sun. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.